Hello.
Yeah, hi Maddie, this is Peter here.
Beg your pardon?
This is Peter here from the National Crime Agency.
Right.
Yeah, right. Now I have got the update from the bank that your account will be till frozen till tomorrow. So do you have got any problem or do you want me to unfreeze this for today?
Well, you can unfreeze it because it's not frozen at all.
Yeah, because the head office has told me that because you are not, you are not about in an investigation today, so they have told me that they have been frozen it. And I have told them to keep an eye on your account for the next 24 hours so that no one can able to make any transaction without your any authorization. Okay? So, as because you are not about in an investigation for today, so maybe that's why they have just unfreeze the account for today. But tomorrow we have to do the same thing, that we need to block your account tomorrow.
Well, so what time will I check in the morning to see if you're telling me a porky or whether it's the truth?
I'm sorry?
What time in the morning should I check my account and see if it's frozen? Because you told me at 5 o'clock it was going to be frozen from 5:30.
I couldn't get that. I told you earlier that it would be for the next 24 hours. And after that, as I have told you that you don't have to do it today. You have to do it tomorrow. So that is the reason why I have confirmed to the head office of your National Australian Bank. And they have, that's why they have just unfreezed your account. And you have checked it that you can able to withdraw any money. But you still you can able to withdraw money about $200, not more than that.
Oh, I can't take any more out. Oh, okay.
Okay. There would be some restrictions on your account because it's for these, for the personal expenses. If somehow any customer needs some money, so they can allow you for at least $200, but not more than that.
So it's not really frozen at all, then, is it? If you can take $200 out and no more, that's not frozen.
No, it's for the security reason. They have just today it is not frozen till now because you have to do it tomorrow. So tomorrow in the morning we will gonna froze your account. But you can still able to withdraw. You can able to withdraw $200, not more than that. Yes?
You told me that there was gonna be frozen from 5 o'clock, 5:30.
Yes.
So make up your mind whether it's tomorrow morning or whether it's tonight.
No, tomorrow, today? Okay, listen. Okay, I'm making you understand. I'll make you understand.
Like, yes, you will.
The thing is that I said...
Make me understand your name, Peter Wilson. Aren't you in Canada?
I'm sorry?
Your name is Peter Wilson.
Yes.
And you're in Canada at the moment?
No, definitely not. We are based in 55 Kent Street, Sydney.
Well, funny thing, I looked up and Peter William Wilson, yes, he's with the, yes, he is with the, whatever you said you were, the, but he's in Canada.
I work for... No, National Crime Agency.
Yes, National Crime Agency, that's it. He's in Canada at the moment.
No.
Yeah, so funny thing, isn't it, that you've got the same name as him.
In Canada. We are not in Canada.
No, but he is. He is. So he's in Antarctica. I forget the name of the place, but that doesn't matter. So when are you going to give me this number that I've got to put the money in, which is a fake account?
Not today, because tomorrow we will gonna give you the fake account details, but not today, because it is a totally computerized account details, so it is doesn't exist in real life. It would be a totally fake account that they will gonna generate your National Australian Bank. Okay. So tomorrow I'll get back in the morning and I'll give you the details, or if I get any update, I'll call you tomorrow and I'll let you know. Okay. Till that time, your account is been unblocked for now. Okay. So tomorrow in the morning, we will gonna freeze your account once again, because you are not, we haven't done this investigation today. So that is the reason they have just unfrozen your account, but they have kept an eye on your account for the next 2 days, so that anyone without your any authorization can can't able to take any money from you. Okay.
So this account that you're going to give me, a fake account, they won't go through their registers at the bank if it's a fake account.
Mm-hmm.
They're not stupid. They'll punch it in and it doesn't happen. It doesn't exist.
No, like whenever they doesn't know that your account is being blocked, according to them, you are making a real transaction. So that is the reason why I have told you in the beginning that you need to pretend that it is one of your family members' bank account to where you are sending this money to. So that, because if you gonna use any real bank account details, the money won't be go through, because they can able to see that your account is being blocked, no money is able to go out from your account, then what is going on? And they would gonna doubt it on you if you use any real bank account. Because for a real bank transaction, whenever you use any real bank account details, they get to know that no money is able to go out from the bank, what is going on? And they can able to understand it, and the whole work will be get vested.
Okay. All right, you will ring me in the morning. And,
yes, I'll ring you in the morning. And I have already,
will the account be frozen from 9 o'clock, will it?
Yeah, from when I will call you back, I will gonna let you know.
Okay. And you're not in Canada, and you are Peter Wilson.
Yes, right, exactly.
It's unusual that you have an accent, Peter.
I have born in, you know, like outside of Australia before. And 10 years back, I came to Australia, and then I worked for this government agency after that.
Okay. All right. We shall continue. And you will ring me in the morning?
Yeah, I'll ring you at 9:30.
And I will check my account to see if it's still available, to see if I can get money first thing.
No, you can still able to log in into your bank, but you can't make any transaction from your account. That's what I said. And it's a government rule that we can't freeze your account totally, completely. Like if you wanted to, it's for the emergency purpose. You want some money, then what we will gonna do on that time? If you're able to withdraw the money, that whole work will be get busted. So that is the reason they will gonna allow you at least $200 for that, not more than that. And it won't affect it on your auto debited system.
Well, no, that's not true, because there was a bit of a scam a few 3 years ago, we'll say, and the bank froze my account without telling me at all. So the bank can freeze it if they think there was issues, which they did. So
no, they can. It's a totally fake thing. Like if they will gonna froze the account, you can't able to, you know, log it into your bank. That is a totally, it is a temporary block thing, that whatever they will gonna do on your account. Because I have told you earlier, like it's for the temporary reason. For the next 24 hours only, we can freeze your account. Freezing means you can still able to log in onto your account, but you can't make any transaction. And if I will gonna say you that I will gonna block your account, so that it means it will gonna get blocked, or like temporary, like it will gonna get blocked. Like you can't able to do anything on it. You can't able to even log in onto your account. If I will want to do that, you will be in a big trouble on that time, because it might be affected on your auto debited system.
Okay.
It will gonna get due, and you have to pay the extra money for that. So we can't make the transaction like this.
So it will be a banking account with the BSB and that of my account and my area here. That's where the money will be going, won't it?
Not only your area, it might be anything. Like, we need to pretend that it is one of your family members' account. Like, it would be a fake account detail, some random numbers and random names on it.
Okay.
And it is a totally computerized fake account details, which is, doesn't exist in reality.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we will see how things go in the morning then, won't we?
Yes, right. So what I'll do, I'll get back to you after 9:30, between 9:30 to 10 o'clock in the morning, and we will gonna further proceed. All right?
Okay.
All right. All right, till now, you take care of yourself. Have a lovely day.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.